Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, as we're here tonight, Lord, we just pray again, Lord, for knowing that this Christmas, Lord, is Christ. Lord, you are the reason that we are here in our lives, Lord, and that your birth, Lord, allowed us to have a rebirth, to be born with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am, to serve you, Lord. So, Father, again, I just ask that the words of my mouth tonight, Lord, will be pleasing to you, Lord, and that, it, again, as a simple gesture of a card to a sweet, lonely, beautiful soul can make a difference to the one. So we invite you here tonight in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're going to do stuff a little bit different tonight. Again, if you don't know me, my name's Donnie. I'm one of the mentors here. I actually sit on one of the boards here if they don't get tired of me and throw me out. But I need a couple of readers. I need 12 people that want to read a scripture. So if you're willing to read a scripture, just hold your amazing little paw in the air and we will give you a scripture to read. Travis, Proverbs 11:3. Danny, Proverbs 28:6. Colby, 1 Peter 3:16. JC, Proverbs 12:22. Joshua, Proverbs 21:3. About time you put your hand up. Okay, Lord said stop. Brian, 2 Corinthians 8:21. Alex, John 14:6. Noah, Proverbs 4:25-27. I got five more. Need five more volunteers, please. Lyle, brother, Hebrews 13, verse 18. Got four more. Mick, Luke 6:31. Got three left. Going. Nope. There you go. What's your name, bro? Tony. You have Psalm 41, verses 11 and 12. Two left. Come on, like a lottery. Messy. Oh, Stacy, good job. Philippians 4:8. One more. Yeah. I know, dude, but get a bigger Bible. Thank you. And your name? Sean. Were you in the back seat of my car? Hi, Shar, I've asked you three times for your name. Thank you for giving it to me for the third time. Isaiah 26, verse 7. All right, so I am going to be very brutally honest with you guys because, see, if I'm not honest to you guys, I am just like the rest of the people that have lied to you about what kind of integrity we're supposed to hold, what kind of character we're supposed to represent, what kind of respect we're supposed to have for people, our competency, and our call. I was in court today with a dear brother of mine, and our conversation after court was the most amazing opportunity to really realize what kind of integrity I have. See, we can say something to somebody, and they'll believe it, because that's our integrity. But then if we turn around and do something just the opposite, that shows them we're still of the world or still have something that can challenge our integrity. So I had this really nice Christmas story. We're going to have the kumbaya, you know, all this. But see, I'm not dissing God being born and being our Savior and being homeless and being raised. I'm not. But when God shifts your gears through a passion of another brother that loves you or sister that cares about you, you better take it to heart. So I went home and I started, number one, praying, asking that God would reveal in me why I thought I had a little bit more oomph and I could do something that I had already said I wouldn't do. I lacked integrity. So, being a good student of the Word of God, I said, Lord, what does your Word say on integrity? And so we will start there. Proverbs 11:3.
Transgressors shall destroy them.
And what we're going to do, so you guys understand the way I roll, I want you to hear it once with your ears, then I will repeat the same one back, and I want you to hear it with your heart. So you hear it, and then you can actually hear it in your heart. So Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the perversity of the faithless destroys them. Proverbs 28:6. Excuse me.
It's funny that I got this one because it's me exactly. Because when I was out there dealing dope, I had a bunch of money. So what it reads is better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse, double in ways, though he be rich. 1 Peter 3:16.1 Peter 3:16, give a kind and respectful answer and keep your conscience clear. This way, you will make people ashamed for saying bad things about your good conduct as a follower of Christ. Proverbs 12:22.
Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight.
Proverbs 12:22, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth. Proverbs 21:3.
The Lord is more pleased when we do what is right and just than when we offer him sacrifices.
Wow. Proverbs 21:3, the Lord is more pleased when we do what is right and just than when we offer him sacrifices. 2 Corinthians 8:21.
For we are taking great care to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men.
That one hit me, dude. That one hit me. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. 2 Corinthians 8:21. For we are taking great care to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. John 14:6. Wow. John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Proverbs 4:25-27.
Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil.
Wow. Proverbs 4:25-27, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Hebrews 13:18.
Hebrews 13:18. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly.
Hebrews 13:18, pray for us, for our conscience is clear, and we want to live honorably in everything we do. Luke 6:31.
Luke 6:31 is the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Amazing. Luke 6:31, do to others as you would like them to do to you. Psalm 41:11-12. Psalm 41:11-12. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And finally, Isaiah 26:7. Isaiah 26:7, but for those who are righteous, the way is not steep and rough. You are a God who does what is right, and you smooth out the path ahead of them. A lot of scripture on integrity. I damaged mine for a moment. I believe my brother when he said, it's gone, it's done, it's over with. I believe him. On the other side of that, we still have to acknowledge what we do and go to the Word of how we make sure not to do it again. We can't stand up here as chaplains and pastors and mentors and board members and go out that door living a double mind or living a double life. God is not looking for an incredible person. He is looking for a credible person. He's looking for a credible person. Strong character is a non-negotiable requirement. We are achieving our goals and our dreams because of the non-negotiable strong character. It is a battering ram for us to allow us to break through the obstacles and grow into a deeper, better life. You guys are dealing with courts all the time. You're dealing with halfway houses. You're dealing with so much. You know, talking to some of you brothers in here and hearing what you say when you first walk through these doors, you thought you had another one in you. Oh, I can do this. The courts all, they're just, I can do whatever I want. Where's your character? We're used to lying to the dope man, I'll be back with my 20 tomorrow, just front me today. Try that for how long? Try that for how long? That dope man going to send a hit squad after your butt because those 20s added into hundreds and then thousands. Every challenge we face on a journey to a better life has the potential to either take us down or make us stronger. Everything we go through either has a chance to take us down or make us stronger in our prayer with Jesus Christ. You know how long it takes us to get our integrity in the courts to be able to stand up there by the law books like this? And judge says, hey, Marvin, Donnie, go over there to the jury box and talk to those people. Donnie, Marvin, go talk to one of those guys. Pam, whoever's in there. Lyle, whoever's in there. That integrity, we're ex-commons. But if I had broke a trust with a brother because of one thing I thought I could do, that crushed me. It crushed me. Because, see, I didn't look at it as, oh, I'm just going to lie to him. I looked at it as my character can do whatever I want. My integrity with the court is I could do whatever I want. But I missed a brother relationship. And in front of all these people, I apologize, Marvin. Because I love you, dude. And thanks for being real to me. That meant more to me than anything. Family, there's no middle ground. Word of God says you're either hot or you're cold. You lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Try not to have a truthful integrity just when it's convenient or character when it's in front of the judge or case manager. When we face problems and hard times, it's the strength of our character that enables us not only to face the storm, but turn it into an advantage. The storms are coming, homie. The storms are coming. I don't care if you got 14 years clean and sober or you got 14 minutes clean and sober. The storms are coming. How you gonna do it? I don't know too many people that grab an umbrella when there's a hurricane coming. That hurricane gonna whip that umbrella right up out your paw and you're gonna get wet. Seek shelter. Well, there are many. I put together three ways for me to start maintaining my integrity and strengthen my character. And I'm going to put these up on my wall every day. Because see, if I can do it for my relationship to Jesus Christ, for my integrity and my character to you guys, I'm bringing it to you because see, there might be someone that needs it as well. I'm going to strive to be the same person in front of the crowd as I am behind the scenes. I'm going to strive to be the same in front of you as when I closed the door at 4214 South Calhoun Street behind the scenes. When the pressure is on, what's inside of me always will come out in a crisis or under stress. We don't have the luxury of keeping up appearances. Pretty soon your appearance ain't going to do nothing for you. It's at such times that our actions reveal who we really are. Are we doing it for good or are we doing it for evil? Am I the same person outside of work? Do I live differently around different people groups? Does my environment determine my speech or is it consistent no matter what? I don't use the F-bomb. I hate it. But I used to use it. I used to think everybody's name, hey, F-bomb. But I don't. I can't see God saying, I can't see it. Now, it took time. It took understanding people got first, middle, and last name, and they didn't usually start with F-U and C-M-E-K. You know? It wasn't that. How you respond to people when you're in the halfway house? You get out there by the fire pit and it's, you say so many cuss words. Are you kidding me? But then I'm going to go to church and sing, glory, hallelujah. Really? Double-minded. People who value integrity are the same in every crowd. I want to be the same in every crowd, bro. I want to be the same with my Dream Center team as I am with Lyle, as I am with Chris, Andy, Danny. I want them to see the same guy all the time. My popularity isn't important. Being able to be credible, being able to bring credibility to the table regardless of the setting is what matters. I can have a one-on-one with JC and he's going to hear the same thing he would hear if we have a team meeting. You can only do this if you have integrity. That means being the same person in every environment. Danny, you run a business. You go out to a multi-million dollar house, you're the same person out there as if you are in the road to recovery. That's integrity. Whether you realize it or not, you ready? People are watching us. Uh-oh. I talked to one of the case managers today about another group we do on Wednesday morning at Arby's with the Wyatt Mullinex. And first thing out of their mouth was, well, They can't go there. That's a privilege. I said, wait. She goes, people are watching. I said, well, why ain't they watching them at a faith-based mentoring meeting at Arby's at 7 a.m.? Well, it's a privilege for them to go, because then their family can go there. Their family can come here. But I had to respect her. Family, friends, co-workers, even your kids are observing whether or not your words align with your actions. Woo-wee! You mean my kids watching me? I got a 15-year-old daughter. And I'm going to be real. She ain't got a lick of sense. She thinks she's smarter than the smartest person ever, and I'm dumber than a box of a whole bunch of rocks. And so I'm sure that when she has pushed me to my last little bit of Jesus, I've snapped on her. And I've said things that she's never heard come out of my mouth when I'm serving homeless or when I'm in church. But what am I showing her? Her value isn't any better than yours? It's taken a while to get that one under me, under my feet. I bit off more than one tongue. Praise God that he regrilled it. That means being the same person everywhere. Everywhere, family. Whether you realize it or not, they're watching. Your character and integrity should support your success. Listen to this again. Your character and integrity should support your success, not undermine it. I undermined mine today. Broke my heart. Because, see, I thought I had... I really still to this moment don't understand why I did it. But I did it. Because I thought I could. I thought I had earned that right. Good character is being true to the right principles even when no one is there watching you. You know what a text message is? You know, once you hit the airwaves with that text message, people can screenshot it, snapshot it, curse it, do all sorts of things. Next thing you know that you meant it a little bit here, it can just be saved forever. You can't bring it back. What are you putting on the airwaves? Good character is being true to the right principles even when there is no one watching. Being faithful to God in your private life is more important than your public perception. I wanted to sit at the table with the big dogs, man. Bottom line, it was a pride thing. It was a pride thing. And I am just no different than the rest of my brothers and sisters in this room. See, being faithful to God in the private life is more important than your public perception. How much time you spending in your prayer closet? Just doesn't want to be seen. I made it a point to post on Facebook that I got an encore presentation from Mitch Cruz, Restoration Road. They did an event, they did a thing last year, and he used it for this Christmas. And my flesh was so excited that he picked Face Down, the Donnie Foster story, and ran it for his Christmas program. I put it out on Facebook. Hey, 7:30, Sunday morning. And God said, wow. All about you? But I put it out there. And then in my private time on Facebook, I wanted to see who liked it. Then I wanted to see who loved it. I'm no different than you, family, when I go that route. It's pride. It's my integrity. It's my character. See, God cannot bless you with the big things unless you have proven to be upright in the small things. He ain't going to bless you, dudes, unless you do it in the little. So number one, strive to be the same person in front of the crowd as you are behind the scenes. Number two, be very careful not to conform. You see, character isn't who we say we are, it's who we actually are. You can tell me anything you want, homie. But who are you? You can fake almost anything in life, but not your character. You can fake almost anything you want in life, but not your character. You either have it or you don't. Character means doing the right thing regardless of what others think. It often means standing alone and acting courageously. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You know, sometimes I found it easier to just conform. I just want to hang out with my Me Too buddies. I just want to talk crap like my Me Too guy. Maybe I'll just smoke a little bit, Me Too. Maybe I'll just have a drink, Me Too. Maybe I'll just talk about the women that come to the meeting, Me Too. I just want to... forget who I really am. Sometimes your stakes aren't that high. The outcome isn't that important, and it'd be just easier all the way around to simply go with the flow. You know, I've done a lot of staff meetings over the last couple years. Social circles, meetings. And you know, maybe I don't completely agree with some of the things. Maybe I don't believe what some of the coworkers have thoughts and. But instead of speaking my piece, I just let them do what they got to do and I run it my way. But perhaps maybe your friends are gossiping about someone you barely know. And it's easier just to sit back and let them gossip and not stand up for someone that you know isn't really a hooker or someone that really isn't the dope man or the one that really hasn't relapsed. But we're just going to sit back and let it go. No matter the smallness of the situation, conforming in those ways is a major blow to the maturity and strength of our character. Wow. When our fear of conforming is greater than our fear of change, we are well on our way to realizing our dream, not God's will. Many people will talk about having integrity and values, yet behind their words is a cloud of smoke. There is no substance. I'm extremely cautious when people begin to speak higher than themselves than others speak of them. And dude, I got that so much today. Too often this is a sign that what they're really doing is faking their character. See, I wanted everybody to see me on TV. I even went over to the men's house. Ran in the house, said, hey, where's the tab? Because I know there's a picture of me in the tab. God slapped me, dude. He said, are you kidding me? I said, bro, what about the Christmas story tonight? And he said, bro, you better get in the Word. And all day, I pursued him. But even for a second, I wanted to see the tab in Huntington paper, see my picture. Wow. Be a person of action and one whose reputation speaks for itself, not the other way around. I don't have to tell people what I do. I just got to keep serving Jesus.
Amen.
That dude right there is the most humble man I've ever met in my life. Well, there's that one other one named Jesus.
Amen.
And your integrity, bro, and your character, your respect, your competency, bro, I want to follow someone like you. I want to follow someone like you. Number three, learn to value the process of building your character. Romans 5, 3-5 says, "More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Scripture. This verse speaks of the character being established through endurance. You got to run the race, man. You got to run the race. If you're an athlete, you know there are no shortcuts to winning a race or competition. Character is no different. You can't wheel through somewhere and just grab it. You can't just decide you have it and tell others that you do either. It's built through trials. It's built through staying in the race. Your integrity that you give the court system, man, Wendy Davis will say up there from the bench, if you relapse, tell your case manager, yes, I'm going to lock you up, but you're coming back in front of me and we'll go to another process. If she's telling you to just admit, yes, you're going to get locked up, there's always consequences for our choices if they're negative choices. But I've seen some of these dudes sit in there for week after week after week after week because they don't get it. And then all they had to do is admit, spend a couple days in there, get out, go to treatment, or go to more groups, or go call line, or whatever it is. They're done. Now they're graduating. And she goes out there and say, good job, I'm so proud of you, and hands you a certificate, a completion certificate. Because, see, you built great integrity with her, and you showed her great character. Don't check your character at the door. Just because you go into the room with a bunch of brothers, don't leave your character at the door. Make sure you're always a man or woman of good character, and the rest will always fall in place. See, we do live in a fast-paced world. If I want a hamburger, I'll go into Burger King and get one in less than 5 minutes. I use Burger King because those are my people for Misfits. If we want a new song, we can just get on the phone and have it songed up on whatever, some song radio in a matter of seconds, and we have it. The danger in this kind of world is too many people think they can do the same thing with their character. You got to run the race, brothers and sisters. You got to put the work into it. I've been doing this for a lot of years, dude. I swear. I thought I really had a good understanding of what great integrity was. But just in the flip of a minute, my pride, my character, my competency, and my respect for a brother could have damaged everything I've worked for. So why do I stand here tonight? Because if it can happen to me, check yourself, because it can happen to you. I often say, you can get to the top without integrity. In fact, you can get there faster. You really can. You can be sneaky. But you can't stay at the top long without it. It may take longer to get where you want to go when you refuse to take shortcut, but there is a treasure in the waiting. I've learned that in these times when I'm forced to struggle with the weight, that my faith, my spiritual roots, and my maturity grow the most. Family, it's Christmas time. I think that's the best gift I can give you, besides Jesus Christ. This is going on my wall. I'll be more than willing to use the pastor's copier and give people a copy so you can understand and go through it if you would like. But what's your integrity about? What's your character about? What's your respecting of others about? Are you competent? And most importantly, what's your call? You're called somewhere. Smoking or non-smoking? Amen.